Insperity presents the Small Business Advocate Show with Jim Blasingame. This is a copyrighted production of Small Business Network, Inc. All rights reserved.
And now, back to the man who thinks Wall Street could learn a thing or two about how business is done on Main Street.
Well, if the good Lord don't like the way I conduct business, let him say something. Let him give me a sign.
Jim Blasingame, the Small Business Advocate.
Welcome back. It's 12:34 after the hour. Thanks very much for hanging out with me. Thanks for being part of my day. Always a pleasure to continue to be with you. Very excited about having our good friend Leo Haviland back on the show. Leo is a great member of our Brain Trust. He's a Wall Street analyst extraordinaire, and that's most of his past. He's spent a lot of time on that very dynamic part of the world. He's the author of Words on the Street, Language and the American Dream on Wall Street, and many of you read his outstanding columns in a number of different places, and he's our good friend Leo Haviland. Welcome back to the show.
Thanks very much, Jim. It's an honor to be on your first-rate show.
Good to have you back, Leo. So let's talk about what's going on in England. I can't wait to get your perspective on how things are going. Now I've been covering the Brexit now for a couple of weeks. I've been once or twice a week. I've talked with other experts on this, and I'm not an expert on it. I'm a very interested observer, but I have been paying a lot of attention to the travails of the EU ever since they formed back in the 90s. I've been reporting on it, but especially more recently, trying to hold themselves together, the gyrations they went through to keep Greece in. Not because they cared about Greece, but because they didn't want to have a precedent for uncoupling, and they sure didn't want Portugal to leave, for example. But what about England? I mean, this is the one of the top economies, and if England leaves, the implications are huge, aren't they?
Yes, Jim, you raised several excellent points. The divisions within the European Union, say, Britain and the continent, as well as, of course, within the continent itself, are very significant. Also, the Brexit issue for that nation also raises issues of economic growth, which permeate not only the EU and Britain, but much of the rest of the world. So the implications of this vote, whether it's in or out, are significant. And indeed, the fact that there is a vote going on is highly significant.
Well, to me, I don't know whether it's the right thing for England to exit or not. I do know that, and I think I agree with some of my experts on this issue, Leo, and that is that what's happening in England right now is not unlike what's in other words, people who are discussing with the EU and want to get their sovereignty back, English, that I'm talking about, is not unlike what's happening in America today. What do you think?
You're correct in that. America has, as evidenced by the support for both Trump and Bernie Sanders, and the simmering anger beneath the surface, which really transcends party lines,
mm-hmm.
has the parallel to what's going on in some of the British debate, but significantly you also see it in the left-wing, right-wing divisions that are across Europe and the growing role of some of what had been smaller parties.
Mm-hmm. Like the five-star movement across Europe, there's some of that?
Yes.
But from an implication standpoint, if England leaves Europe, the Eurozone, their currency is not part of it. Only the trading part of it, and some of the other governance issues. So they're part of the EU in that way. If they exit the EU, can the EU hold together? Can they, number one, can they do without England? Number two, will that precedent cause others to leave?
They probably can do without England because, practically speaking, they're already doing well without the United States, without China, and without Japan.
Right.
However, the history of the EU on the political side really requires that France and Germany stay together. And I mm-hmm. think there's probably still enough memories of the horrors of World War II and
right.
prior period that the EU will hold together. There, of course, would be some economic implications, slower world growth, according to the experts, and slower economic growth within the EU, of course, but it would be manageable. Would other countries try to leave? I don't know about several of them, unless they were forced to, because some of the less affluent ones get such benefits.
They need they're beneficiary nations, aren't they?
Yes.
And Germany, especially, they're the donor nations, aren't they?
Right, as you can tell by their complaints.
Yeah, exactly. So, folks, we continue to live the Chinese curse, don't we? May you live in interesting times. And speaking of which, we're going to get Leo to give us a good report on, he's been working on quite a bit recently on China. What's going on in China? And why should we care here in the United States? Stay with us. We'll be right back.
Insperity presents the Small Business Advocate Show with Jim Blasingame. This is a copyrighted production of Small Business Network, Inc., intended for the private use of our audience. Except as otherwise provided by copyright law, all other copying, redistribution, or publication without prior written consent is prohibited. All rights reserved.